Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. Just wanted to call to congratulate you on your anniversary for the best-looking, smartest, and, of course, most humble fellow I know.
And, of course, you're the best Italian restaurant chooser I know in New York.
It's been great blowing hot air with you over the years.
Sending you a huge hug and a snoop.
Welcome back to celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for this chaos. Joe Barker is here. It's not his fault, folks. He does his best when he joins us. And joebarker.com, I encourage you to go there, folks. I promise you, I want you to have access to what I know is the wisdom of Joe Barker. Joebarker.com, check out his blog and all the things that are there. And his books, be sure to find somewhere, find the Paradigms book, The Business of Discovering the Future. Joel is, as I say, folks, Joel joins us on a regular basis now for about 13 years to talk about things that are coming at us from the future. And one of them, Joel, is a new plane that we've been hearing about, the Dream Chaser plane, that, as I understand it, is capable of taking off from a runway, penetrating outer space, and going into orbit. I mean, not out of orbit, I should say, and space travel, right?
Nope.
I miss it?
It basically takes a ride.
It rides out, but it can come back.
Yeah, it doesn't have the capacity to take off from the land.
Right, that's part I missed.
Come back. Yeah, but it does. It gets a ride on an Atlas or another thing, right. You know, another one of the or a SpaceX for all. But what's important about it is it when it gets into orbit, it carries a decent load. It can go pilot or pilot less, just like the Dragon does for SpaceX. But its big thing is it flies back to Earth like the space shuttle did. So it can land. This is the part you got right. It can land on any conventional airport in the world. That is a huge change because what it does is it invites other countries to say, okay, let's do this. Then we can bring our people down or bring our research down or whatever it is to our own airport, our own airfield. And it means it has multiple choices. That's the other thing. Mm-hmm. So Sierra Nevada Corporation is one who's been working on it, and it's got state-of-the-art tiles for heat. It's got state-of-the-art engines. It's got state-of-the-art everything. And so it's like we took the space shuttle and shrank it and put all state-of-the-art stuff in it. And it's, again, it demonstrates something you talk about all the time, which is what happens when the marketplace is open and when people are given a chance to play in the game.
And entrepreneurs and innovative people are motivated by markets and by solutions and probably a fair amount of government crossover which from the space from NASA we've gotten a lot of that from NASA, no question about it. It's very exciting, Joel. What's going on here? And of course, a lot of what they bring back is garbage, right? What's refuse?
Yeah. And they have an interesting solution for it, by the way. I did not know that you could do this, but basically, as they're coming down and coming into the atmosphere, they're talking about dumping it and burning it up in the atmosphere.
Oh,
so that's going to be interesting to see if they're going to actually do that. But that
Does the Sierra Club know about that? I don't.
That's what I'm wondering. Yeah. I think they're going to have to bring it all the way down.
I don't think people are going to want them to do that part of it. That's going to leave. There's got to be particulate there somewhere. But regardless. But this is another breakthrough in
another option
in allowing us to leave Earth and do things in space.
Well, and we can celebrate. Just last week, SpaceX put their Dragon passenger capsule into space automatically, docked it automatically, brought it back automatically. Had a dummy, that's right, and proper weight and stuff. And so things are happening really fast. In fact, they said Dream Chaser is going to do its first thing in 2020. So we got about one more year to wait, and they'll start flying.
But, folks,
so it's good news for us. We don't have to count on the Russians anymore.
We have to be pragmatic and logical about this. There will be losses. I mean, when you're putting people in these kinds of environments, at these speeds and in these kind, this kind of technology. I'm still astonished at the analog world that NASA put a man on the moon with, Joel, that we didn't lose more than we did. I mean, we lost three or four folks. And I'm still amazed that we didn't lose any more. And that's going to happen again. We need to be prepared for that.
Yep, that's the way it works with pioneers.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And God bless the people who were willing to take those risks. I might have been when I was a little younger, but not now. Hey, Joel, thanks again for all the great reporting that you've been giving us. And we're looking forward to next time already.
Okay, talk to you in April.
Joel Barker, ladies and gentlemen. JoelBarker.com. Be sure to check out that website. I promise you, you'll thank me later. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to remind you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.